بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان ودعا بدعوتهم إلى يوم الدين وبعد. Respected elders, beloved brothers, the month of Ramadan is the month of Al-Quran, and we continuously make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month, before it comes to an end, grant us and give us the love of Quran in our hearts. And for this we learn the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, to get this inspiration and to understand about this Quran and understand how we should develop the love for Quran. And by looking at the stories of Sahaba and their lives, in every different field of life, Sahaba had some great achievement. Then there were just some companions when it came to Quran. Allah gave them such distinction and such achievements. That is why to learn their life is also important. And ulama mentioned an act of worship as well. This Quran that Allah has granted us as the living miracle today, this is not just any kalam, this is the kalam of Allah. And what do we want from this kalam? And reading this kalam in the month of Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must allow us to develop great love in our hearts for Quran. One of the great companions of Quran, and a name to remember, is Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, now there were different things that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about him, or there were great distinctions that he was given in his life, and great honor Allah gave him through this Quran. Remember, this is a book of Allah, that if we have the correct respect, honor and love for it, this Quran will be a source of honor for us, and this Quran will be a source of guidance for us as well. Why? It is the kalam of Allah. That is why ulama teach us, when we read Quran, the first thing that we should think about, that this is not an ordinary speech. This is the word of my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. That Allah says in Quran that who can be more truthful in speech than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn about these great companions so that we can get this desire. And we ask Allah to allow us to follow in their footsteps and develop the same love that they had for Quran and get the same honor that they got through this Quran. So Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu is a name to remember. Ubay ibn Ka'b is that person who was one of the greatest reciters of Quran. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَقْرَأُهُمْ Ubay ibn Ka'b. The greatest reciter of Quran is Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. In fact, such honor he had that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَنِي أَنْ أَقْرَوْ عَلَيْكَ سُورَةُ لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to him one day and he said that Allah has commanded me. Now imagine that the Rasul of Allah, who is the, you know, who Quran was revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, he is saying to Ubay ibn Ka'b on one occasion, look, this is the honor that Allah had given him, you know, because of this Quran and because of his love for Quran as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He comes to Ubay ibn Ka'b and he says to him that Allah has commanded me that I recite to you Surah Bayyinah. Awasammani Allahu lak. Ubay ibn Ka'b immediately says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of my name to you, Ya Rasulullah? What an honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. So this is a book of Allah. Allah has given us and Allah has called this the month of Quran. Before the month of Ramadan comes to an end, the Quran should not just be upon our lips, but it should be upon our hearts. Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, who was one of the great companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to say these words. And these, you know, these words, some thought-provoking words for us to think about. Remember, this heart that Allah has given us, it's something that we have to remove the ghayrullah. We have to take out everything and empty this heart when we are engaging in the ibadat of Allah. When we are reading the book of Allah, we have to take everything out of our hearts. Usman radiallahu anhu used to say, لو تهرت قلوبكم ما شبعوا من كلام الله. And it all stems from the heart. When the heart is pure, when the heart is clean, and when the heart removes everything else and puts the kalam of Allah in it, puts the love of Allah in it, he says that when your hearts are clean and when your hearts are pure, it will not get enough from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it teaches us a very beautiful lesson that Quran should not just be upon the lisan. It should not just be upon our lips, but this Quran should enter into the deep recesses of our heart. And this is why Allah has given us this month of Ramadan, Ash-Shahrul Quran. Allah has given us the opportunity to utilize this month of Ramadan. And we can see in the month of Ramadan, this environment is set there, where the listening to Quran, where the reading of Quran, you know, and the environment of Quran is there. But we should make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this ability to practice upon this beyond the month of Ramadan as well. So Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu is an inspiration to us when it comes to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was one of the greatest teachers of Quran as well. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذِ الْقُرْآنَ مِنْ أَرْبَعَ, he said, take Quran from four people. One of them he mentioned was Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. In fact, he had such honor that on occasions when Quran was being revealed, he was the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to write down the wahi when it was revealed upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the fifth thing is that whenever a sahabi needed to understand or wanted the proper, you know, recitation of Quran, then they used to come to him as well. So the great sahaba used to come to him to learn Quran as well. So that is the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, you know, through the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us this book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this month of Quran so that the love of Quran must enter into our hearts and not just upon our lips. And one of the du'as of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ghaliban I think it was Musnad Ahmad riwayat, where it is mentioned that we make du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah, Allahumma ja'alil Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina, that O Allah, make this Qur'an the spring of my heart. So the ulama mentioned, what is the purpose of mentioning and saying, make it the spring of my heart? If we look at spring, it is a month that comes, and once it comes, then the greenery, the lush, you know, the beauty, you know, of the lands come about. So that is the same thing the Quran does to a heart. A dead heart will be revived through the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is again when we read Quran, not just when we read Quran and we have this understanding that this is not an ordinary speech. This is the kalam of my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allahumma ij'alil Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina. That O Allah, make the Quran the spring of my heart. Wa nura sudurina, and make it the nur. The nur, make it the light of our chest. And Allah grant us this in the month of Ramadan. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that this Quran will be a form and a means of interceding for a person on the day of Qiyamah. It will be a friend for a person in Jannah. It will be a means of a light, you know, for a person on the day of Qiyamah as well. But when we develop the love for this Quran in our hearts, like how Sahaba, like how this, you know, great Sahabi of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had this, you know, love for Quran, through that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give honor. And Allah says through this book, you know, we guide, and through this book we give honor as well. So if this ummah and we want honor, we have to develop this, you know, love for Quran in our hearts. And like Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they used to not just listen to Quran, but when listening to Quran before, كانوا إذا سمعوا القرآن بكت قلوبهم قبل بكاء أعينهم. Sahaba had such qualities, such nature, that when they heard Quran, when they used to listen to Quran, then before the eyes even began to tear, the heart was already crying. The heart was already crying, so that is why we learn that it has to be and start from our hearts. This Quran has to enter into our hearts, and this Quran has to be in the deep recesses of our hearts before, you know, it even is upon our tongue, or before the recitation as well. We must develop this love. And when that happens, then the ability to practice upon the commands of Quran, the ability to practice in what Allah has given us in Quran, will then become easy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to utilize this last few moments, days, hours of Ramadan to ask Allah, you know, to give us this love of Quran, and continuously make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the dua of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ij'alil Qur'ana rabi'a qulubina wa nura sudurina. And with that, learning the lives of these companions, the likes of Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu an, the likes of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, Salim, Mawla Abi Huzaifa, we learn their lives and we see their attachment to Quran, and we see the honor Allah had given them through this Mubarak and this holy book. So Allah has granted us Ramadan, and He has granted us this time, He has granted us the month of Quran. He has made us and given us, you know, this Quran in this day and age as the living miracle. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, that in this last moments of Ramadan, He gives us this ability to develop this great love for Quran, so that after the month of Ramadan, it does not end there. We don't take the Quran and then, you know, put it away, but we constantly read and act by the Quran and act upon what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in Quran. So may Allah give us tawfiq and ability. And again, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is something that we have to continuously ask from Allah, that the ability for anything in our lives can only be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even this is something that we have to make dua to Allah and say, Ya Allah, give me that tawfiq. Ya Allah, give me that understanding. Ya Allah, cleanse my heart, open my heart, you know, to embrace, to accept anything that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to accept and learn the lives of Sahaba and see what they done, and Allah make it a means, you know, of us being guided as well. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.